Hey, Chevra, for the 5-minute Torah, I have so many different Torahs you could go on the Agada and on Pesach. There's one line in the Agada that I always am taken by and have darshened over the years. Some of the Chevra maybe heard a shir I gave to the women Matei Shabbos on this Inyan. That the Rasha comes to our Seder, and the Rasha says, Ma havoid azuchem. What are you doing over here? And what do you do to the Rasha? You knock him in the face. Hakeshinov, knock out his tooth. It makes absolutely no sense. Really? Really, that's what you're going to do to the Rasha? You're going to knock out his tooth? We're a loving religion, right? We're a religion that cares about people, loves people. We try to be mashpia makari of others. And here comes a Rasha, you knock at his tooth. Why are we not teaching him Torah, trying to be Makarev and Mashpi upon him? So many beautiful, amazing answers. So I've been going through the Berach Chaim Haggadah. We mentioned him in the shir before a few times. Rav Melech explains as follows. And I want to say before this that we have to each understand that I deeply believe, and other tzaddikim say this, that the Dalet Banim at the Seder is actually not four different types of people that we have to figure out who we are. Are we a Chacham? Are we a Rosh? Are we a Tam? Are we Shein Dil Yishol? I believe deeply the Dalet Banim are each and every one of us. All Dalet Banim. Meaning there are times, and hopefully most of the time, I'm a Chacham. And I'm making the right decisions. And I'm close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And sometimes I'm a Tam. Sometimes I'm just living life a little bit simple and just chilling. Sometimes I'm in Shein Dil Yishol. Sometimes I have good questions that I should be asking people, I'm just not asking them. And sometimes each and every one of us, hopefully it's me, it should be me, it, are a Rasha, and we do what's wrong, and we don't live up to who we should be. Ein tzaddik ba'ar shel yachta. And our avodah l'al seder is to recognize this, and all, again, and to grow in all the different people that we are. So the chilek of us that comes to the Rasha, that comes to the seder is a Rasha. What, hakeshinov, just knock him? So Rav Melech explains that the Medrash and Vikar Rabba explains by Sukkot's time that the Dalad Minim are connected Dalad types of people as well. Right? The Dalad Minim are connected Dalad types of people. And the Esrog we know, which has Tam Vareach, has taste and has smell, is connected at Tzaddik, who has Torah Masim Toivim. And the Lulav is somewhere in between, because the Lulav has Tam, it doesn't have Reach. And the Hadas has Reach, Bli Tam. And the Arava, ultimately, seemingly, is like the Rasha, right? The Arava is Beli Tam, Beli Reach, without taste, without smell. And the Arava, therefore, is the Rasha. Yet, the Arava is one of the Dalminim. And the Arava is part of the mitzvah. And the Arava we shake, and we're Mekayim mitzvah Dalminim, with that Arava as well. What pshat? So he says, because when that Arava, when that Chelik of Rishis, is connected to the Esrog and connected to others that have time and have Reach, you could be Mashpia upon it, you could rise it up and you could teach it and you could be Makari Mashpia and be Makadesh even the Arava. In the right tzviv, in the right atmosphere. What happens, by the way, when we take the Arava by itself? So we have on, he says, on Hashana Rabba comes the Arava by itself, and what do we do to it? Then we bang it, we get rid of it. Because he says, when you have a Rasha, you have somebody that needs to be fixed. When it's together with tzaddikim and others, they could bring it to a great place. But if it's going to be all alone, forget it. There's no chance. He says, so too, Lel Seder. The Rasha of the Seder says, Ma abad zuchem lechem lo ulefi shahoti atman akal kafar be'ikr. Why is he kafar be'ikr? It's interesting. Kafar be'ikr seems to be, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in anything. It says in the Gadol, ulefi shahoti atman akal, he's kafar be'ikr. You know why he's got no shot? You know why we knock him the way we knock the Arava? Is because he's hoitim in a klal. He doesn't want to be part of us. If he wants to come and be a part of the Seder, bring him in and we'll go shpia on him. But when a Rasha tries to be by himself, he's got no chance. So to each and every one of us, we have to realize that we have to put ourselves in the right tzviva. That our environment, the people we're around, have a big hashba, have a big influence on who we are. We're coming in Azman, we're in Beit Azman, and we're not in yeshiva the way we are all year. We have to make sure that we surround ourselves by others who will be mekadesh us. And also, we have to be mashpia on others and be mekadesh others. We have to make sure if we see people that need chizik in our lives, in our friends, in our families, spend time with them, because it's that relationship, that achdus, that is kashrus, that's going to have an effect, because when they're alone, they're not going to be able to ever grow, as we're learning. He says as well, that's why rachat, to wash ourselves as we do, urchas, rachso, which is not just physically, but ruchni. Rachat is gematria 298, which is gematria tzibur. When you have a tzibur together, there could be a rachat. The achdus could have a rachat, could wash away anything that's bad. And that's why also he says, vayakel, vayakel, which means to gather together, vayakel Moshe, is gematria 151, which is gematria mikvah. When Yidden are together with each other, the Yidden could be mashpia on each other, could be the biggest mikvah, the mikvah of the tzibur. And we could be a mikvah for others, and others could be a mikvah for us. And that's what we're going to have as well. Lel Seder, families come together. And there are all different types of people in the family. Everybody's holding at different places, beruchni. But we come together, and when we come together, all the Kedusha just builds with each other. As even the Arava is built together with the Esrog and the Lulav and the Hadassim. And it has to be full of, obviously, Shalom Bayis and Ben El Mechavero. And especially this year, it's going to be Lel Shabbos as well. And when Shabbos is a time of Achtos of its Kashrus, that's why Tzadikim explained the one Malacha that's Beferish in the Torah is Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. And specifically, B'chol Mosh Vaseichem, it says, why Lo Savaru Eish? You can't make a fire anywhere. Why does the Torah say B'chol Mosh Vaseichem in your homes? And I can make a fire out in the Sada on Shabbos? Of course not. Because the fire is also referring to the fire of machlokas, of arguments, of tension, of disagreements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that when families come together, sometimes there's opportunity for that. But Chas V'Shalom should be Lo Savaru Eish. That fire should not burn B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. And we should look and be excited to be with the achdus of the family, even if others are holding at different places, to pull everybody up to a place of Kedusha, a place of Tahara. And then we shouldn't Chas V'Shalom need to hack a shina of the Rasha, because we're going to come together. We're not going to be we're going to be together at Lel Seder, together in Beis HaMikdash, together, as we explained earlier, Mamish, B'Kedusha Lel Seder, and only grow, and only feel the Geula, and the Emuna B'Hashem, until we're Zoicha, to the Geula Shlema, B'mheiru V'yameinu, everyone should have a Chakosh L'meach, full Simcha and Bracha, and a hail of a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos going down.